It's just
we might find out at the end of the year, Kim.
I'm not trying to sell him.
Find out.
But if he can't get clarity from management,
yes,
and believe what they tell him when he looks into their eyes, well, then he needs to move on. You don't want to be wasting the prime years of your football life.
Does our next guest have clarity on what he's doing at the weekend?
Well, I would suggest he thinks he can play, but he does, even if he only had one arm and one leg. Zachy Butters joins us. Thanks to McGain Real Estate. Hello, Zach.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good. You're becoming a bit of a cult figure, Zach. I walked into the footy yesterday and we had one of the blue coats, one of the security guys. They said to me, Kimbo's not good about Zach. I said, he's out injured. And they said, no, but he's back with Polly.
There you go.
It's like Daisy of your life. And then I went, and then I saw another guy, Serge, and he said the same thing. So we're g'day, Tommy and Serge, and we're presuming you're still on, you two.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right, no need to snap. I was just asking.
How many days between the injury and the Fremantle game, Zach?
Six, I believe.
No, between when you got injured and
15
the Fremantle.
15.
How are you moving?
Days.
How are you moving?
Very good, yeah. I ran this morning, which did a fair bit this morning, just running and getting that load in, and then, some gym. So, yeah, it's feeling good, and, felt good running this morning. So it's just about a bit more change of direction stuff in the next few days and leading into Friday, and then, hopefully fully trained Friday. So
I was going to say, cut the BS when you're chatting to Uncle Kimbo and Uncle Rooch. You went for a run, so what? Changing direction, going flat out? Playing at Optus Stadium? Do you really think you're ready?
Yeah. I've still got 6 days to the game, so plenty of time to for it to recover and heal at the same time. But, our running coach was telling me to slow down a bit today, so I'll take that as a good little sign.
Have they got enough tape? Have they got enough tape to get you out there like the Egyptian mummy?
Yeah, I definitely keep the tape companies in good stead, so I think they'll be pretty happy with me.
So if you did play, what would be your percentage of fitness? Would you be like 100%?
Oh, well, I'd dare say any AFL player this time of the season is 100%.
My point being, there's talk about Orazio maybe coming back and maybe Scott Lyson, and if you come in as well, it's a huge game to not be at maximum fitness.
Yeah, I think I'll be pretty close to it. Yeah, I think I'll be very good enough to compete at my best and play my role for the team. I think, if I go out there, I'll always put myself to that and hold myself to them standards. So I wouldn't go out there if I don't think I can help the team win and fulfil my role.
Who gets
and
the final say?
It depends on what I dish out at training on Wednesday with the change direction stuff. And then, if I can fully train Friday, and then I guess, the coaches will judge how I'm moving and the fitness stuff and, I'll tell them how I'm feeling, and I guess that will come into this decision.
All right. What did you think last night?
Yeah, it was definitely intense. I haven't watched a game of footy like that in a while. It was pretty intense, and I haven't watched it all this year. So, it wasn't fun viewing. We were being so close. We'd kick two, and then they'd go down the other end and kick a quick two, and then we'd respond pretty quickly. So, it was a pretty intense, full-on game in that term. It was. But, in the end, it was a hard-fought win and a win that we needed, and it was good to see the boys get over the line.
Zach, the young man who was called before you to Port Adelaide in that draft, Connor Rosie, has truly stepped up in the midfield, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been really good. I think, he's a couple goals back-to-back last night were really big. And he's been really good in there, just bringing a lot of speed and powerful and getting out the front and just, bursting away from stoppages. So, his last month has been terrific.
Simply because the body is sounder than it was last year, or what else are you seeing develop in his game?
Yeah, I think he's just relished more midfield time, and he's probably got to show more traits and probably not have someone hanging off his back for most of the game and getting into him. I think that's helped him. And then I think, just confidence of getting in there and getting more of the footy. And then, when he does that, he can show us what he can do with it.
Zach, I think it's official now. Todd Marshall has won over the court of public opinion. All the naysayers, we even had a text coming through, someone suggesting that he may surpass Warren Treadrow as Port's all-time ever best forward. Big call.
Of course. Todd's had a huge year to date, and something I think he can continue in the last 2 months of footy. He's been really good for the team, and just seeing him stand up and be big in big games for us has been huge, and it's so good for Todd as well. Like you said, he's copped a fair bit from our faithful, so it's good that yeah, he's responded and, yeah, showed him what he can really do.
So work us through this, Zach, because we know Ken Hinckley believed. We know Charlie Dixon and Robbie Gray used to always talk up to match committee about how important Todd Marshall is with what he could do as a forward. Why is it happening now? What's been the change for Todd Marshall?
Yeah, I think he's just matured with his body and his craft. Like, he's put a lot of work in with his craft over the last few years, and I think you're starting to see it all now, the way he's just able to, you know, he's still not the biggest forward, but just use his body so smart and so well. And yeah, and then he's finishing, yeah, like his goal kicking this year is ridiculous. I think he's kicked 7 points for the year. So just the way he's finishing for us. And yeah, I think he's just matured and yeah, taking on that. Yeah, he's our man going forward. And yeah, Charlie's getting a bit older and stuff. So yeah, there's more pressure on him. And I think he's just embraced it really well this year.
Talking of King Charles, did you get around him today? Have you seen him? Is he still talking about that left footer from 48 metres out?
No, I was with the rehab boys this morning. So me, Scotty and Robbie Gray were in the club just doing a bit of running in gym. So, but yeah, I'm sure the big fella will definitely let me know about the 300 and how to kick on your left from the junction. So I look forward to seeing you in the next couple of days.
What are people getting stuck into you about your left foot, Zach?
My left foot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Ken reckons I've no left foot. But, Ken also reckons I wasn't going to play this week. So
no, go on, give it all away. What did you tell Ken Hinckley when he challenged you on your left foot?
I said I don't need it.
Because he's right, so good.
You said you're in the rehab group with Robbie Gray. How's the little maestro going?
Yes, he's good. Obviously, yeah, he's had a bit of a rest and download period to try and freshen him up for some big games coming forward in the last couple months of footy. So, yeah, I think they're holding him back a little bit at the moment, but I think he's pretty keen to play some footy and get back out there. So, yeah, I think he'll put his hand up for selection this week.
And he always giving a little bit of stick to the captain in his great sprint race with Isaac Rankin.
I did feel for TJ then. You can tell, yeah, he really put in the effort early and tried, and then, yeah, he just figured, yeah, I'm not going to be able to get him. So I think he was calling for some help, for someone to press forward and give him a bit of a chop out. So, I don't think too many people in the league could catch Isaac. He's pretty quick.
I had visions. Just the way it was unfolding, I thought it was like Buddy Franklin and Carl Hooker, the way he was just never going to get there. And the way that he motioned to come at him.
That's giving him credit for the Ben Ainsworth moment, though.
Oh, yeah,
he never gave up there.
He puts his body on the line, TJ. Ever. There's no doubt about it. So what's the preparation this week, and when do the players, we're hoping you're one of them, head to Perth?
Yeah, so I think we'll head over Saturday, obviously, and then, yeah, I think we'll do Captain John here and then head over Saturday and stay the night. And then, yeah, we've got a Sunday Arvo game, so a little bit of time in Perth, and then I think most likely fly back Monday morning. So, yeah, it's a bit of a big weekend and a really big game for us and the club moving forward. And, yeah, hopefully we get a few troops back to help the boys out.
Zach, tell us how much the players rate Willem Drew and what he's doing at the moment.
Yeah, Drew's crucial to our midfield, and just he's strong and reliable and really, really good in the contest. And yeah, he's really smart as well. So he brings all them traits. And then I think, yeah, if you watch the game pretty closely, he went took Miller in the second half and just nullified him a little bit. Obviously, he started off pretty good and took a really good runner and covered the ground. So I was just playing golf with Drew then. He was telling me his GPS numbers were through the roof, chasing took around for the second half. So,
I would imagine.
Yeah. So, yeah, he had a big job in the second half, and I think, yeah, that helps us win the game.
Who won the golf?
I think Mitch won today, I'm pretty sure.
Georgiades?
Yeah, if I get that wrong, you'll probably let me know about it. So,
well, can you get him to sort out his goal-kicking, please?
Yeah, I know it's something he's been working on heaps. He puts in heaps of extras with that, so I think it's just a matter of time, and hopefully he gets a bit more confidence in it. And yeah, I think once you get in a roll and you kick a few good ones, that yeah, hopefully the train can start to turn.
Hey, Ken last week alluded to the fact that Mitch may end up or find himself on a wing. Does he talk about that? Does that appeal to him?
Yeah, I knew the week before against who did I get injured against?
Sydney. Sydney. Yeah.
Against Sydney when he came back into the team that. Yeah, he was going to spend a bit more time on the wing then, and then, yeah, sort of during the week I missed a few meetings and that, so I'm not sure if that's still the plan, but yeah, it's definitely something that Mitch has in his bag. He's a really good runner, really good overhead and covers the ground really well, so yeah, I think that can be a play for us going forward in the future.
You're 7-7 after 15. What's it like at the club knowing that you're just on a nice edge every week?
yeah, it's really good. The boys are, we're all really competitive, and the energy at the club is really good, knowing that, every week's so important, and that, that we need to win and stay alive. And I think that, we're building momentum off that as well by winning a few games that, are pretty important and that keep us in the mix. So, we're just really excited that we're still in it, and that, we can still do something this year.
So given you've got a Sunday game and it's not till 4:50, it's the last game of round 16, how much time do you get? When will the team be picked when it's a Sunday game?
Yeah, I think it's only picked, there'll probably be a few decisions Friday after training. So I think that will be when the team is probably finally decided that later that day. But I think the coaches have a rough, pretty estimate going into that session as well. It just depends if a few boys can get up or not.
So Zach, Ken Inkley says you've got to stay in the now, just stay in the moment. But do you look at what that fixture's got for you for the next 8 weeks? Are you looking ahead and saying, well, there's some big games coming up?
Yeah, I don't think we look too far ahead. Just the next game against Freo is big, and I think if we can win that, it's huge for the group and the club moving forward. And then I think it's too risky to look too far ahead other than that, because we don't know what that's going to hold looking forward after that. So we just got to worry about winning and building momentum, and just keeping making sure that we're still alive in the race. And I think that's just really important for us at the moment.
So what's happening tonight, Zach? What do you do on a Monday night? Who do you live with now?
I live with Sam Ramsey, who plays for South Adelaide in the Sandful. So, I live with him. I were mates at school, and then he was at Carlton for a few years, and then he's moved over to play some Sandful this year. So, me and him live together.
How's he enjoying South Adelaide and South Australia?
Yeah, he's enjoying South Adelaide. He's found a good group of mates down there, and he works down that way. So, Ram is enjoying South Adelaide Football Club, and he's liking Adelaide as well. He's done well.
We talk to Lairdy at 5 o'clock every Monday night as well, thanks to McGain Real Estate. He's very fastidious and particular with his eating. How do you go with cooking?
Yeah, I'm pretty fussy as well.
Roots is shaking his head.
I'm pretty fussy with my eating and that. Like, I don't eat too much outside the box, and it's pretty simple. I'd be happy with a Vegemite sandwich. So, it doesn't take too much to please me, food wise.
So, what will you eat tonight?
Vegemite sandwich.
No, I've cooked up a stir fry for tonight. So, looking forward to that.
Excellent. And congratulations, Zach. You're an uncle.
Yes, an uncle, yes. I am an uncle, yeah. My sister had a baby about two or three weeks ago now. So,
boy or girl?
Yeah, not boy, so yeah.
Oh, named?
I'll have the footy in his hand soon, hopefully.
Yes, and the name of the
Ryder.
Boy? Ryder?
Ryder, yeah.
Not after Paddy.
No, I don't think it was after Paddy. It's spelled a bit different, but may as well give Paddy the credit.
Okay. I've got one final text before we let you go. I'm just trying to find it. It was from our good friend Mario, who loves you dearly. He says, can you ask Zach if he and Orazio knows where the leg press machine is at Port Adelaide?
Oh, I think I'm the opposite. I need to find out where the dumbbells for some more curls are. I've definitely got Raz covered in the leg department. I normally use that joke on him. It's about the only place at the club I can use it on. So,
well, Zach, we look forward to continuing to watch the rise of Port Adelaide. You're now sitting up in
12th spot. They didn't move.
No, they didn't. I just realised that. They've gone up again.
We're on the rise, though.
They're just 12th. They were last week.
But they're only one game out of the eight. They were two games last week, Roach.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they were positive.
How many points have they got?
Do it for a living, Roach.
How many points have they got?
Where is it? 28. No, hang on.
No.
Yeah, 28.
And how many have the Western Bulldogs got?
Well, if it's a game, it's 32.
Rightio.
Apologise.
Right, sorry.
Beautiful. Zach, sorry to put you through that. We'll chat to you again next week. Good luck. Don't play if you're not right.
Nah, we'll do. Thank you, boys.
He won't listen to us.
Oh, no, you won't.